You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Hey, welcome back to the Wake Up Tucson show. 7 minutes after the hour. Here's an oldie and a goodie. If you work at the city of Tucson, you got 4 hours to get to work. So, I can't believe Esquire just did dice on me. That was great. Welcome back to the Wake Up Tucson show. We got a fun show today. Can't wait. About an hour, we'll have our good friend Wendy Gauthier from Chef Chic. She'll be here for Food Friday, celebrating 20 years of being in business. So, one of Tucson's premier caterers. She's an Iron Chef winner. She has this place out on Wilmot and 22nd that she's got a restaurant that you can eat there. You can take the go. So, love Wendy. Just a good soul and a good partner to the show. So, we'll have Wendy here. Ron Arenas, another good soul from Picture Rocks, will be here. Grover Norquist, Americans for Tax Reform at 7:30. And then Major Mayhem will be here in the third hour. He wants to talk about evictions and the county and the city. And then we will talk about one of our favorite restaurants going out of business in town. And then we'll talk about the post I did about it last night and the response that I'm getting from various restaurateurs about my post. My post was a little gutsy, as they say, yesterday. So we'll talk about that in the third hour with Dr. Sean McCluskey. He's got a shoe on now, two shoes now. So he's back to two shoes. You know, it's like some sort of Neanderthal. Does he have shoes on today? No, he has two shoes on today. So can't wait to see Sean Rincon Ventures in the third hour. So Monday, there is a Tucson Business Owners event. It's the kickoff on the No on 206 campaign. And let's go right to the phone. One of the co-chair beings of the No on 206 is HT Metals owner Carlos Ruiz. Carlos, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Chris.
How you doing? I'm
doing great. It's been an exciting couple days on the No. The No on 206 campaign.
Well, you got some good news for the people who want to do this fight.
Yeah, we've got exciting news. We have the donation button is now active and taking donations at no206.org. That's no206.org. The campaign, the donate button's right there, and I will match up to $1,000 if during the Wake Up Tucson program, because I get the notifications. If I see $1,000 from people going to that site and donating, once it hits $1,000, I'll drop in another $1,000. So we got to get this thing funded. We got to get the grassroots donations in there, and we got to get rolling on this thing because we're a little bit. I'll admit it. We're a little bit behind on the money, but I know your listeners and between that and other people's social media, we can get some money going into this campaign and get some signs and get some. Things out there to the people to fight this thing.
There's a good plan that's been developed to fight this, and this is going to be, you know, a little in the streets battle here that we got to do. So what I need you guys to do is go to no206.org, and I need you to contribute whatever you can. $10, $5, $500, $1,000, $2,000. But anything up to $1,000 done in the next 3 hours, Carlos Ruiz is going to personally match the dough.
Yep. And you know what? It would be nice if there are some other folks that are able to you know, do similar things, you know, they can pile onto my thing where they say, hey, you know, let's let the small donations kind of build to match Carlos, and maybe they'll say, hey, I'll drop in another $500 if we get other $500. So that way it'd be great if we could really get a nice size kitty going here to get this thing kicked off, especially before our event on Monday.
If you want to call in during the show and do, like, say that you're pledging money and let's get the public going here, please do it. Give ESQ a call, 790-2040, and say, hey, I want to donate, blah, 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 and I'm doing it at no206.org. So, love it, Carlos. Carlos, thanks for you and Jesse's efforts. There's a lot of people helping out here, Tucson business owners, the Southern Arizona leadership crew, especially Ted, has been an amazing ally in all this stuff, so... Josh Jacobson, of course, has been a strong supporter of us here too. So we got to keep going.
Yeah, no, I know we can do this. I mean, like I said on the other earlier this week, that we defeated a $1 billion campaign for the bond election, and we did that, like you said, on the streets, and we prevented that, and I think we can do the same.
Love it. So no206.org right now to donate to the No campaign. This is the $15 an hour proposition that not only will do an artificial floor on wages that will hurt a lot of workers, at the same time it will hurt fixed income seniors. It will be a death knell to Tucson because there are draconian enforcement measures that's put, basically this is put together by a bunch of I guess I would call them socialist activist hustlers that got somehow $50,000 from the fools at the Southern Arizona Food Bank to get this on the ballot. So this is where we're at, kids. And if you're a Republican, I need you to not throw your ballot in the garbage.
Yes.
Because I know Val Romero's an independent. You know, there's this Harwell guy, whatever, that's going to happen there. But in the end, do not, if you do one thing, I would say vote for Val Romero. I like Val Romero a lot, okay? Do two things. Vote for Val Romero and vote no on 206 if you're a Republican listening to the show. Do not throw out your ballot. That's what they're counting on.
That is what they're counting on. So we got to turn in those mail-in ballots.
Carlos, you the man. I appreciate your efforts on this, my friend.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you for getting the word out.
Anytime. All right. Okay. I need you guys to go to no206.org. Start donating right now. It's the No campaign on 206. If we don't do it, no one's going to do it. So let's get going. You're on the Wake Up Tucson show. You're going to have to do Freebird again? You're psychotic. Oh, I was like... Uh-oh, nah, see, this is how you spoil me. You did the old curveball on me, right? You did the, oh, I'm going to play Freebird again, and DeSimone's going to overreact like a three-year-old, right? And then you give me my Yes Union, Yours Is No Disgrace. It's when they had about eight different members of Yes. It's one of the best concerts I've ever saw. I saw it at Desert Sky Pavilion, and this is two guitarists, two drummers, two keyboardists, Chris Squire playing bass, John singing. This is one of my favorite ones. It's a little better than the studio one. Here we go. Sorry, I was listening to my the rest of that Yes song on my thing with my headphones like an idiot. Welcome back to the Wake Up Tucson show. I gave you three songs just to sprinkle today for me, please. I appreciate it, sir. Matthew's doing the he's doing the tunes you like to listen to with the car with the windows open. Got another week before you can, you know, the weather gets there, but nights are not bad. Nights are not bad. So Monday's the day. I saw, you know, on my thing that low's going to be about 66 on Monday. That's when, don't even pay attention to your U.S. meteorological crap. Whatever the Weather Channel's doing to lie.
They agree with you.
Do they? Yeah, not bad. All right, we're getting there. We're a degree apart, them in the weather.com app. So welcome back to the show. I got to get to this cop stuff first, okay? This is muy importante, and it kind of got mixed up yesterday. I know. DA, write a letter to Patty that I said muy importante. It's not my original language, I know. I'm a racist. I want to thank Sergio. He donated $25 to the No on 206. So no206.org. Let me know if you're doing it. There's a $1,000 match by Carlos Ruiz. I need you guys to go to no206.org to fight the bad $15 an hour proposition that the city of Tucson. How many times we got to keep saving the city of Tucson from themselves? But it's necessary because there's a lot of mom and pops that are going to get hurt by this. A lot of mom and pops are going to hurt by it. And you're going to empower a bunch of Karens out there. All right. A lot of Karens out there that are going to try to ruin a lot of things, a lot of lives with this. And they get a 30% commission from the city if they do it. This thing needs to get killed or Tucson's going to really truly be a black hole of economic development, of any sort of vibrancy economically. So, no206.org. So, here's an interesting thing. Let's find out how many square miles is the city of Tucson. Square miles. Oh, Matthew's working on it now. Thank you, sir. So Matt's going to find that out for me. So then I got this from a couple of different police officers.
227, according to the Google.
226. Thank you, sir. 226 square miles. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. So, I like. Look at you know how Google has like when you put a thing in, then it has like certain questions that say people also ask. Did you see the first question that's below your? Come to the microphone. What does it say? What's it
people
say?
People also ask. Why is Tucson so bad?
What's the answer?
Let's see. Let me put down my filthy pirate coffee for a moment.
Thank you. You got that.
Good Lord. Tucson is one of the only cities in the Southwest to rank among the worst place to live, the study reports. This is who's this from?
Oh, Phoenix,
the Phoenix New Times.
That's even better.
Of course Phoenix New Times is going to say it's terrible.
But they're the liberal paper.
They say in study reports before ticking off reasons why that's so, the economy is slow growing. Well, that's correct. The property crime rate is crazy there. Crazy, not high, crazy. And the population is transient, making it difficult to establish a strong community.
It comes from a list of the 50 worst American cities to live in. Tucson came up 28. Okay. Oh, and they actually got worse. They went from, they were 37 the year before. This is a few years ago. Okay. So, we can get into that. All right.
Serendipity.
Poverty rate on this one was one quarter of Tucson lives in poverty. Okay. So, we got 226 square miles. So our police officer friends sent me, now again, remember what this idiot Magnus says, right? When he goes on other shows, he said it on this show too, right? And he say, well, how many officers are working, are there out on the streets of Tucson? And he says, well, we have 850 sworn officers, right? And I keep telling you it's bullcrap. Right? That's 800 plus officers, but there's detectives, there's office jobs, there's PIOs, whatever. Okay? And I've heard this range from cops that it's somewhere really between 200 and 300. So I don't know what the number is. I've heard this. I just got this from two different officers at DPD. The number is 296 deployables, actual sworn officers at TPD that can take a call is 296. Okay. Now that's 296, not all on one day, right? That's covering three shifts a day, 7 days a week. Now, I don't know if I know anyone who works in personnel here. Ever in their life. Anyone in this studio has ever worked in personnel? Matthew. Okay.
Sir.
What I want to know is what percentage, so that's everyone healthy, not taking leave and all this stuff, right? So I want to say, what's an average amount of people, what's a percentage of the 296 that would be out on, you know, family leave, National Guard, sick vacation? If I said 15 to 20%, is that, do you think that's too much, too little? This is ballpark, baby.
Maybe that's a little high. I would say maybe 10.
Okay.
Maybe 10%.
All right. So let's get this number down. We're now down to about 260. Okay? We're at 260. Okay. So at that point, you have 260 officers for the entire city for a week, three shifts. Okay? So let's get back to the old QuizWiz calculator, as I used to have in the 80s. It's the one that used to look like an owl. Remember that one? All right, now, I got to find that on Google. So, 260 divided by three shifts. All right, so we're at 86 over three shifts, but then we got to spread them out over. So, what we're talking about is that if you have 86 cops covering the, that's at its best. You got 86 cops covering 226 square miles in the city of Tucson, possibly at one time. That's a train wreck. All right, let's take a no on 206 contribution call. Ted, good morning. You're on Wake Up Tucson. What's up,
hey,
buddy?
Chris. Well, I just put in my $100 on no on 206.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
I wanted to say one thing. They throw this social justice crap around all the time. And long, long ago, in the 1500s...
We got 30 seconds, Teddy, just to tell you.
Okay. The only justice is the transaction between two parties or two individuals. And it is impossible for anyone to ever know what the just price is between two individuals. And that includes wages. The
Amen.
Just price should never be aimed at by a government. The arrogance thinking that you know what the correct price is impossible to determine.
Teddy, thanks for your $100 contribution to No on 206. Say hi to Glory for us. You're on the Wake Up Tucson Show. All right. Well, first of all, I want to thank all of you who are already donating to the No on 206 campaign, 206.org. Carlos said that they hit in the first couple of minutes after getting off the air, he had $425 worth of donations. We have, what else do we got here? Thanks to Keith for, we know Sergio did 25, Keith did 50. Thanks to, Dr. Ed Ackerley put in $100 himself. And then we have Mary and Malcolm. They just gave us $250 to the No on 206 campaign. Remember, Monday is evening at the La Quinta on Broadway, is the Tucson Business Owners No on 206 presentation. There'll be the public policy nerd from the Flagstaff Chamber of Commerce is going to come down and talk about the damage that the $15 an hour prop has done in Flagstaff over the last few years. So if you want to learn more, you want to learn how you can help out, not just through money, but helping putting up signs and doing different things like that, please come up. You got to go to TucsonBusinessOwners.org. $15 to get in. If you do not have a ticket and your name on the list, you will not be allowed in. Just the way we do things around here. A little crowd control. If you just checked in, we were just talking about there are only 296 sworn officers for the city of Tucson. And consulting with our personnel management experts, we feel like 10% is a decent number that on any one day you can have vacation, military leave, family leave, whatever, right? And so that leaves you, if you divide that by three shifts and everything goes cool, you're at 80-something cops covering the entire city at one time. That's 226 miles with 80-something cops, right? So then there's five divisions, right? So let's take 86 divided by 5. So that means you can have 17 cops covering an entire division if everything goes great. That's not good. East Side Division pretty much, I believe, is everything east of Craycroft. Enjoy that. But what happens is whatever's going on, like I said, when Rocco got ripped off in February, this is the one where they ripped off his safe on a February Saturday night and they found it in a wash. The cop told them there was only 4 cops on for that night for the entire division. So when you hear Magnus walking around going, we have 850, well, you do have 850. You got to hear the whole thing, right? So I have to now teach other interviewers how to do an interview, okay? But I'll do it right now. So when you say, oh, Chief Magnus, what's going on with this? Well, you know, we have 850. So here's the next question. There's this thing called follow-up. That's where the magic is, interviewers, right? You say, oh, how many of those are actually sworn and able to go on, deployable on the street? Someone asked that question because the number is 296. But he just tells you half the story, right? This is what some of these people, Huck's great at this too, right? They just kind of tell you kind of the story, right? They don't tell you the whole story. So what's amazing is you guys are so crazy in relation to the city council. I didn't listen to Mayor What's-Her-Face yesterday on Slipping Point, but I will tell you that it's almost criminal when you look at the misery going on and you look at the murder rate going on in this town. It's pathetic. If you're not demanding from the city council that they figure out how to get more cops on the street, you're living in La La Land. I don't know where you guys live, but it's not fun out there. Let me give Laura Conover a little bit of an attagirl. Well, can't say that. That's binary. An attabeing, okay? An attaperson? Attaperson. I'll give Laura an attaperson. That guy, Zach Lee, who shot at the cop, and then that silly Judge Panuco let him out with no bail. They actually did rearrest him on a $75,000 bail. The Zachary Lee guy? So he's back in the Hooskow now after shooting a cop who was sitting in a car. He wasn't even in his uniform. He was just sitting there watching. He was doing surveillance on an apartment. So this is from KVOA, Anthony Reyes. He was arraigned for charges related to the incident on Thursday. However, Lee found himself back behind bars on a $75,000 bond after a new motion was filed by the Pima County Attorney's Office. So we got that going for us. Funniest picture of the day. And now, Wendy Burkhardt and our 5Gers, you guys got to tell me if this city issues new rules on 5G towers. I'm going to show this to Matt right now. This is the funniest story. This could be the best picture of the year in local news. We have Steve Kozachik weighing in at 63 pounds with his crappy ass haircut, right? He's still got the Rona haircut. Have you noticed that with Steve? I can't get my haircut because of the Rona, right? So we got that. And he is standing 6 feet socially distanced from Chorus Nylander of KVOA. Which we've now found out that Chorus is 7 feet tall. Literally 7 feet tall. So this is going to be a meme later. This is going to be name your meme, right? Look at this picture of Kozachik and Norris Chorus Nylander. I mean, this is the Lilliputians on crack. I mean, look at that.
It's like a scene from The Princess Bride.
Yeah. That's true. That's Andre the Giant with the Fizzini guy, right? Inconceivable! Morons! I'll do that during the break. That's going to be our caption. It's too good. Too good. I was talking to a couple of friends of mine in U of A administration. They work Rockin' Robbins the Rockin' Robbins administration. They're telling me that 95% of the kids on the campus that are getting the Rona are vaccinated. Dr. Neal, have you accounted for weekends off for the police? So I didn't know it was a, you got weekends off for a police. I guess I figured if you were a senior police officer, you might be able to get scheduled that way. But I figure there's enough, you would figure that it takes a while for you to, you know, like in the hotel business, you're like, yeah, I ain't working Saturdays and Sundays. Actually, I will tell you a story. My brother Joe, years ago, was in the he was in the seminary, Diocese of Tucson, and there was a priest that got recently ordained, right? And they send him to whatever church in the Diocese of Tucson. 6 months later, he quit, right? And one of his reasons was, not making this up, he goes, I didn't know I'd have to work so many Sundays. So, anyway, see, again, it's like a comedy show. All right, so today is U.S. Constitution Day, okay? But Pat Hirsch has said that it's also in honor of National Tradesman Day, she is going to donate $100 to the No on 206 campaign. So she went to no206.org. If we hit $1,000 by the end of the show, Carlos Ruiz will match it with another thou. And then if Carlos is also encouraging other people who want to donate like $1,000 or more, that if they want to join the match, that if we want to hit a higher number, we can do that too. So that would be great if you guys did that. Listener Ramon, how many cops in previous years did they have, like the last 5 years? So we know that the famous number now is they're down to 1988 staffing levels, but we think it might be worse right now. Okay. And so I gave you the numbers yesterday because they said well, everything's great, right? We're going to give cops more money, so everything will be great. Remember, and they waited. Remember, Nikki Lee's like, oh, we're going to wait for a survey of how all of our police people, all of our employees, including the half the people at City Hall who don't do much, we're going to match it up with how they get paid, right? It's the same job, right? Sitting there saying no to everyone's development plans as getting shot out by crack dealers. So I'm sure it's the same thing. Same thing, right? So I did this yesterday, but let's put a bow on this crap sandwich, as we like to say. We've lost of professional staff and sworn, we lost 94 people. But we've lost 77 police officers since the beginning of the year in TPD. Of those, the ones that have resigned are 39, and then 33 of those have been retired. So then we look at the last, since July, and we look at those numbers, okay? So we have, let's see, I think I did this number yesterday, 6, 10, so we've lost 20 officers, sworn officers, since July. Okay, so 20 officers lost in the last less than 3 months. And so of them, I would say at least half of them are going to other law enforcement jobs. We have one going to Texas for a law enforcement job, one going to, that's a retirement. We have, here's the other ones. One's going to Marana PD, Oro Valley PD, Queen Creek PD, Sioux Falls PD. One's going into internal investigations. The other one's going to Chandler PD. The other one's going to the Pinal County Sheriff's Office. So as the officer who sent me this said, I thought when we were going to give them a pay raise, this is what they said, right? Everything will be cool and we'll stop losing officers. And as we all know, there's a lot more than that, right? It's the idea that, again, you have a council and a police chief who doesn't dig you. So weird place. It's a weird and wacky. So we're going to talk to our good friend Ron Arenas, Picture Rocks Heating and Cooling. He's coming to the end of the Santa Claus busy season, but there's more stuff to do. Now he's got to get you ready for that first kick on of the cold weather. That'll be our next discussion. Wendy from Chef Chic will be here. This is one of my favorite songs to listen to with the windows open. It's a little Led Zeppelin.
Well, and it's Citizenship Day, so in honor of Citizenship and Constitution Day, as you said. So in honor of that, we have the Immigrant Song.
Very interesting, because, of course, the song is about marauding Vikings beating the hell out of people.
Well, so, you know.
Wake up. I hope the Vikings got their COVID test. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 The Voice. Hey now. Welcome back to the Wake Up Tucson show. You guys are doing a good job on that donate-a-thon for the No on 206 campaign. So remember, go to no206.org. And we were just talking with our good friend Ron Arenas from Picture Rocks Heating and Cooling.
Good morning,
sir. That even if you're not a business owner in the city, you may want to consider donating to this, because if it gets approved, right?
It's going to trickle down to all of us.
Yep. The county is going to not only trickle down to buying stuff in the city, right?
Right.
And if you're a fixed income senior that likes to buy stuff in the city, now it's going to be even more expensive. Then you throw in some Biden inflation and it gets really ugly, right? But what will happen is the county will then attempt, because Rex Scott, Adelita Grijalva, and Matt Hines are all supporting this horrible $15 an hour with all the draconian invade your payroll stuff and the snitch program. They're supporting this, okay? So why wouldn't they say, oh, let's match it up in the county with a 3-2 vote from the dais?
So, Chris, you're saying if you raise taxes and you raise mandatory pay wages, that prices are going to go up on things?
I know. Remember, no one's ever passed anything down to the consumer.
Right.
It hurts my brain. So please go to no206.org. Carlos Ruiz from HT Metal is going to match. When we hit $1,000, he's going to throw $1,000 in. So please go to no206.org and call in, text me, message me, and tell me that you did it. We want to encourage others to jump in there and do it. So look at you. So we're in September.
Yeah.
This is like December 27th for Santa Claus in a way, right? You're kind of on the back end. So tell me about the difference of, so last year was hot as hell and dry.
Right.
This year was 12 to 20 inches of rain.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
2 months.
It was definitely a cooler summer, but of course it was a wetter summer. So there's different problems when there's wetness out there.
Such as
condensation. There's a lot more condensation. There's a lot more opportunities for the condensation to plug up and cause some damage.
So, you know, we're big believers in the air filter changing. We always talk about that.
Right.
Is there things we can do in the world of moisture and condensation on our own to mitigate problems in the future that maybe we're not paying attention to?
Yeah, I mean, one of the biggest things is your filter, because, I mean, that dirt, it gets passed on through your system.
Right.
And it will settle in the lowest place, which is usually your P-trap in the condensate drain.
Gotcha. So you're telling me it's pretty funny. You get the phone calls from people saying, oh my God, there's a truckload of water coming out of my house.
Right, right, exactly. And that's what the AC is designed to do. It's not only doing a heat exchange and cooling your house down, but it's also drying your house out. So it's pulling that moisture out of your house.
So now we're going to head into, I'm going to think positively here. It's only 99 days till Christmas. Just want to let everyone know that. But at the same time, there's going to be some cool weather coming down the pike here.
There is, and I've seen a couple forecasts. One says that we're still going to be warm and dry for the winter, but another one says that we're going to be really cold.
Yeah, I've seen a couple more of the really cold ones.
Yeah,
and so before that sucker, your heat pump kicks on,
right?
Again, we say this during the spring, right? You should have the Picture Rocks cooling checkup,
right? And usually we start the fall checkups middle of October.
Okay.
Unless it's still 99 degrees like it was last year.
Right.
So we kind of go off the weather, but we start checking your heat pumps and your gas furnaces and just making sure everything is working safe and efficiently.
And how are you doing with your crew, you know, hiring and all this stuff? You guys are staying strong?
We're still looking for a plumber.
Okay.
Yeah, we could definitely use a plumber.
Okay.
But the rest of our crew is full.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And you got your kids working in the business.
I do. I have two of my boys working for us.
They do a great job. I've had them at my house before. They're just as nice as you and your wife.
Well, thank you.
And they've been trained by one of the best. So,
well, thank you.
I know they're, and one of them's name is Abel. So I wanted to say,
yes.
And they're very able at what they do. What's going on in the world of football? You're a football guy. So, you know, you're very involved with local sports and things like that. What's this year's football season look like for you?
Well, CDO got off to a pretty rocky start.
Your boy plays for CDO.
He does.
What position does he play?
He starts on the offensive line, but he also plays on the defensive line.
Okay. So they played at their home. Their opener on the road was Sal Point.
Yes.
That's tough.
Yeah, that's very tough. For any Tucson team to play Sal Point, that's really tough.
What'd they do last week?
They really made it a game last week. They lost by a touchdown. It was 35-28.
Okay.
And they're driving down the field in the fourth quarter and had a fumble.
Who are they playing?
They were playing Apache Junction.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. So do they play tonight?
They do. They play at Holston Butte, which is up in Santan Valley.
Oh, so a little roadie for the Arenas's tonight.
A little roadie, yeah.
That's cool. I like that. I know I won't be able to make post in Butte, but I know the next home game is coming up after that, and I think it's Ironwood Ridge.
Probably.
At home is the next one. So
that sounds right.
So I'll definitely be at that one. That'll be a total hoot. So how does someone get a hold of you good people for checkups or anything going on with air conditioning?
Right. Or plumbing.
Thank you very much.
They can give us a call at 520-440-4069 or picturoxcooling.com.
This is one of those good family-owned companies that a good point of the time, the guy who's listening, who owns the company, is picking up the phone and taking care of you.
Well, not anymore. I don't answer the phone anymore.
Oh,
I have two dispatchers now.
That's good. That means you're growing.
Yeah. So after 20 years of answering the phone.
You deserve it. let's run some holidays before it's all. There's a lot of good holidays today. So Constitution Day, huge. For some of you winos, it's International Gradache Day for your wine. International Apple Dumpling Day. National Bakery Day. Maybe we'll do that with Sean in the third hour. We'll go over some of the better bakeries in Tucson. It's National Concussion Awareness Day. National Monte Cristo Sandwich Day. National POWMIA Day. Mm. National Table Shuffleboard Day. Oh, my God. National Tradesman's Day, which is why Pat gave $100 to the no on 206.
Right.
So, anyway, Ron, good luck to the Dorados tonight, buddy.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Picture Rocks Heating and Cooling, 440-440-4069. I'm going to get it after all these years. Say hi to your lovely wife for me.
Great. Thank you.
All right. We come back. Wendy from Chef.